Yeah. What about if my car started making squeaking noises, I might take it to a filling station and ask the man to put it on the rack and do what to it?
Unless you just check it there, grease it,
yeah. And if you got that stuff all over your hands, you'd say your hands were
greasy.
Uh-huh. And when I was there at the service station, I might ask him to open up the hood and check the oil. Uh-huh. What do you call that stuff that you used to burn in old-fashioned lamps?
Kerosene.
Mm-hmm. Is
that right? Have you ever heard people call kerosene anything else?
Let's see.
Look, I'm
going to
get that man to show it to me.
Okay.
It belonged to his mother.
Mm.
She was
tore
around that kitchen there and
cooked with it.
Is that right?
That's old. There's something else they call that.
Kerosene. You ever heard it called coal oil?
Coal oil for one thing. There's still something else, I believe. Coal oil is one thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would you call a makeshift lamp or a temporary lamp that you might make out of a bottle and some kerosene and a rag?
It's still a little lamp, right?
You ever heard of anything like that? Just making a...
Mother used to carry this around in the kitchen.
That's old-timey
oil.
It sure is.
Burns kerosene, doesn't it? I've got it cleaned up. It's got dust. Oh, I wouldn't take it.
That'd come in handy if the lights go out, wouldn't it?
That's right.
Yeah, that's nice.
You know, we had a bad storm out here. Was it last year, Daddy? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, me, it was awful.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Have you ever heard that temporary lamp I'm talking about called anything in particular? Or have you ever seen one of those?
I never had no one. Yeah. Just for a light.
Yeah. Have you ever heard people talk about a flambeau?
Flambeau.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, heard that.
Is that what it's supposed to be, just a temporary lamp?
Or put out on the road, either one. Ain't that what they put on the road sometimes?
Those little round black pots?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about, you say that the inside of a car tire is the inner what?
Inner tube.
Uh-huh. And let's say if you have just bought a boat or you just built a boat, you take it down the water, if you want to check it out, what do you say you're doing when you're putting the boat in the water? You say you...
I know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Anchoring it?
I'm talking about putting
it
in.
Putting it in.
Yeah.
I thought that's what you call anchor.
I know just good enough.
Is that right?
The tip of your tongue. I was thinking something a little bit different. You call it launch the boat?
Launching it.
That's what I was trying to think of.
Yeah.
And what would you call the type of boat that, you know, you would use just to go around a little pond or a
skiff?
A skiff? Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing as a rowboat?
Yes.
Same thing?
Yeah, I got two of them.
Is that right? Did you buy them or build them or what?
I built one and I bought one, mm-hmm. and my son-in-law gave me one.
Mm-hmm. He built it. Jack Smith built it for me.
You ever heard of a Smithcraft boat?
Smithcraft, I think I have.
The lots of them in the country. My son-in-law started building them.
Is that right? Yeah.
He sent them things as far as Long Island, New York, that were with them.
Where is his business located?
It used to be here in Geneva when he made boats. Mm-hmm. He gave me one of the first ones he made, and I still got it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I bet you it's a good one.
About 12, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How is the bottom of this skiff shaped? Is it flat or?
No, it's not plumb flat. It's almost got a little, mm-hmm. little bit like this.
Kind of curved?
A little bit. Mm-hmm.
What about the ends of it? Are they flat?
No, they just a little bit inside, mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm.